Among people of faith in general, there is strong support for greater economic fairness and compassion toward those in need. 66% of theological conservatives, 63% of social conservatives support increasing the minimum wage to $10 an hour, for example. By margins exceeding 60%, theological and social conservatives say the gap between rich and poor has widened over the last decade and that promoting equality and fairness should be an important value guiding government policy. They feel similarly about providing a public safety net for people facing hardships. Smaller but clear majorities also believe that it is the responsibility of government to take care of people who can't take care of themselves. So such findings would point to the potential vigor of a broad movement on behalf of social justice. Yet there are countervailing forces. 3 in 5 Americans, as Robbie pointed out, believe the government has become bigger because it has gotten involved in things people should do for themselves. Half think the government is providing social services that should be left to religious groups and private charities. Only a few believe, it's a really small number, believe the government provides significant help to people like themselves. And although a majority supports a broad program of government activism to promote economic growth in principle, a much larger majority believes the federal government is mostly and completely broken. People want the government to do more, and they have great doubts about whether government will do it well. The economic pessimism this survey found should disturb us all as Americans, and it should also, I'd like to hope, galvanize us. Confidence in a better future has long defined the American dream, and previous periods of American pessimism have almost always given way to the optimism and hopefulness that seems to be part of our cultural DNA. It seems reasonable to believe that in the United States today there remains a large market for hope.